This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Anti Leela, Chapter 5, Verse 493. We're hearing about the Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Milan, Leela, and Shantipur, Dham, West Bengal, 525 years ago. Advaitara Vakya Bhuji Bhara Shaktikar, Janiha Ishvara Sane Bheda Nahi Janra. Who has the power to understand the words spoken by Advaitacharya in his glorification of Nityananda? Indeed, Advaitacharya himself is non-different from the Lord. Hena matte dui prabhu vara maharanghe viharena krishna katha mangala prasange. Mangala prasange? Prabhuvara Maharange. In this way, the two Prabhus, Advaita Prabhu and Nittai Prabhu, joyfully relish the auspicious topics of Lord Krishna. Viharena Krishna Katha Mangala Prasange. The Bhagavad Gita contains the tattva siddhanta of bhakti, especially in the seven chapters in the middle, chapters 7 to 12. It's all about bhakti. And in those chapters, there's the Chatushloka verses of the Bhagavad Gita, the 10 key verses, which some acharyas say are all about the Braja Gopis, their activities and their absorption and their seeing Krishna and everything. And everything comes from Krishna, including Mahabhav and Sringharas, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. Not only the Aishwarya and majesty and opulence of the creation and universe as all its vibhutis and powers and Vrata Rupam and these fantastic avatars and Purush avatars, but even the essence of everything comes from Krishna. The essence of everything is not merely creative power and creative expression, but the essence of everything is love. And the essence of Krishna's love is Radha. And the essence of Radharani's love is Mahabhav. And the essence of Mahabhav is Unmad. Unmadani Radha. So this is told in the chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 8. Everything comes from me. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Up to that extent. Up to the extent of Radharani and her Mahabhav, which is her sole contribution to Krishna's essential experience of love, which is the Braja Prem of the gopis. And then it goes on, and then it says, Machita Matkata Pranas Bodhyantas Parantapa. Katayanta Shamam Nityam Tushanti Cha Ramanti Cha. And this verse, it says that the devotees, they, the Machita Matkata Prana Bodhyantas Parantapa, Prasparam. The devotees, they derive great relish and bliss by talking about Krishna. And no one does that more than the gopis. They develop so much relish, they become so much katha vesh, lila vesh, that they enter the katha so deeply when they speak about Krishna that they actually see him. And they're so deeply entering into the ramanti experience, tushanti cha ramanti cha, the tushyanti, that's heart mind satisfaction that only they can know because of their intimate connection with Krishna. They also experience ramanti. Ramanti means conjugal bliss. So when they're talking about Krishna amongst themselves, this gopis prasanga, it says, mangala prasange, that when Nittai and Advaita came together, that was considered mangala prasange. They're very tightly connected in the most auspicious form of union, which is centered around the glorification of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And this is their Vihara Krishna Katha. This is their own Vihara, Maharange Vihara. Nittai and Advaita were relishing these topics, so no one relishes the topics of Krishna Katha more than the gopis, and they experience, for them, the Mangala Prasange, the topmost expression of auspicious association is Ramanti. And that's the intimate divine union of Krishna and Radharani in Madhurya Ras, That is the Mangala Prasange, most auspicious Prasanga. And when one talks about, when the gopis are talking about Krishna and Krishna Gata, they are really Matchitta Matgata Pranas. Their chitta is fixed in Krishna. Matchitta means mam chitta. Their consciousness is fixed in me, the gopis. This verse describes the gopis, chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 9. Matchitta Matgata Pranas. And their prana is mixed in my prana. Their hearts are mixed in my heart, and that means pranaya. Sneha man pranaya, rag anurag bhav mahabhav. These are seven steps of prema. So they, so much they're mixed and hearts are melted with Krishna. When they're engaged in Harikatha, in separation from Krishna, their hearts are so much melted and so much unified in oneness, one pran, ek pran, with Krishna, they experience ranga. They experience the conjugal delight of union with Krishna, even in the katha, amongst themselves. So in the same way, or a similar way, Advaita Prabhu and Nityananda were joyfully relishing the auspicious topics of Lord Krishna. And this is going on, devotees. So we see the Gita, although on one level, I was giving an example of the Leela of Gita, but Gita establishes a principle that when devotees, when it's a generic, it's a statement, it's an axiom, when devotees get together and talk about me and absorb their consciousness in me, Katha, I'm talking about me, then what happens? They feel satisfaction and complete inner bliss and joy. Mental satisfaction, heart's elation, heart's joy, and full bliss in the heart. Peaceful, fulfilled minds and satisfied and saturated hearts saturated with happiness by engaging in Hari Katha. Now that's the precept. Now what's the example? So the example is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Venu Geet, when the gopis are speaking about Krishna, or Brahmar Geet, or in this Pranaya Geet, when the gopis are separated from Krishna in the Rasa dance, that was in chapter 29, and the gopis are separated and are searching for him. There is Pranaya Geet, I believe chapter 29, and they're asking, oh, have you seen Krishna? And then they became Krishna. They became so much absorbed in Krishna. One gopi became Krishna, and the other took them under Yogamaya's influence, took the bhava, putana. I'll kill you. Hey, out from here, Kaliya. One became Kaliya. So they became so much merged, and much chitta, mat gata pranas, that their prana and chitta completely became Krishna's chitta pran. So this is that's why it's called Pranaya Gita. There's this section up where the gopis are speaking. This is their pranaya, which reveals their pranaya prema. Their intense Sringhar prema and pranaya. And that's in the 10th canto. There's so many Gitas, so that's chapter 29. And then we can just exactly. It's chapter 29. And 29 is Pranaya Gita. Chapter 31 is Yugal Gita. Gopi Gita. And 35 is Yugal Gita. And then we have 47 is Brahmar Gita, and chapter 39 is Viraha Gita. So this Pranaya Gita is there in chapter 29, which is the beginning of the Rasa dance. Krishna meets with them, and then he dances with, starts to walk with them, and then suddenly Radharani disappears, and he leaves, finds Radharani, then he favors her and offers to carry her wherever she wants to go. Then he disappears and they go mad searching for him. So this is the Pranaya Gita. Chapter 29. I'll just see the verses that begins with. This is chapter 29. Chitam sukena bhavata paritam griheshu. Yanirvashat yuta karavapi griya grihitye. Paro param na chalatas tava paramulad. Yama katam vrajamato karavama kimwa. The gopis, they're speaking. Until today, our minds were absorbed in household affairs, but you easily stole both our minds and our hands away from our homework. Well, this is the gopis replying when Krishna met them in the beginning of the Rasa dance. He said, oh, why have you come here? You come to see the beauty of the forest. Well, now you've seen it. Now go home. Besides, there's dangerous creatures here. Oh, have you come to see the full moon? Oh, and then he said, oh, you have sumadhyama, slender waist, you shouldn't be in a place like this. Your relatives must be wondering where you are and worried about you. It's not safe, you should go home. So then the gopis reply in the Pranaya Gita, and in that same chapter, say, wait a minute, you're telling us to go home, but listen, until today our minds were absorbed in household affairs, till today when you went to Vamshivad and played your murli and called us here. And now it's too late. Well, we could get into our domestic duties, into our families and taking care of them and our households and mother-in-laws, etc. And you called us, you summoned us here with your murli, with the sweet sound of your murli, and now we sing you under the full moon night of the Sharad season. It's too late. But you easily stole both our minds and our hands from our housework. Now our feet refuse to move one step from your lotus feet. So how can we go back to Braj? What would we do there? So they start revealing the intense attachment that they have for Krishna. Although he's pretending that, gee, you know, why do you came? Swagatam, welcome, gopis. It's strange to meet you here in the middle of the night. Well, they didn't reply and say, well, it's strange to meet you. I mean, what a coincidence. We were just wandering through here at 12 o'clock at night, and so were you, and we bumped into each other. You're from Nandagram, aren't you? Yes, I am. How do you know? Are you from Varsana? Yes. I think you look familiar. So he's playing like, and he starts preaching to them Dharma. Listen, the highest duties of a wife is to take care of her children and to look after her husband, even if he's old or invalid or sickly. And if you don't follow Dharma, you won't go to the heavenly planets. So behave yourself. Go home. So he's saying all these things externally, like, "Oh, I don't really care. You know, what are you doing here? And it's not a good place." And they, when they replied to him, they said, "Listen, okay, very nice." And they told it like it is. They spoke straight. Krishna was speaking like a standard Indian person. You know, you say one thing, but you mean something else. But the gopis, they were telling straight from the heart. They got, "You stole our hearts. Our feet refused to move." And as the verses go on, they say, "Listen, you're playing this flute all the time, and you called us here. So with those same lips, we want you to shower our lips, our flute-like lips. We want you to play music on our flute-like lips with the nectar of your lips. Please fill our hearts with the nectar of your lips, as our bodies have holes also. The flute, your flute has 9 holes, and Bamshi is a feminine name. Murli is a feminine name." So my name is Bamshi Sakhi. My name is Murli Sakhi. And your bamboo vamps has 9 holes. I also have 9 holes. And you put your mouth to the flute and you play and beautiful music comes out. So put your mouth to my mouthpiece of my flute and make me beautiful music come out of my flute. And the ecstasies of Shrinkar Ras and Rati Kali and the Kunjas. So they were straight revealed their minds. This is what it means to relish topics about Krishna. Prabhuvara Maharange, Krishna Kata Mangala Prasange, Aneka Rahasya Kari Advaita Sahita Ashesha Prakare Tana Janmaila Prita. Nityananda exchanged many confidential topics with Advaita, which may be what I just told you. They're talking about the Bhagavatam. What do the devotees do when they get together? They don't talk about the sports or the Bombay movie news. They talk about the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Yamala Puranam. This is the most relishable subject for the devotees because it's all about Radha and Krishna's love. Confidential topics, rahasya topics. Tabe advaitera stane lae anumati Nityananda ailena navadvipa prati. Thereafter Nityananda took permission from Advaita and departed for Navadvip. So he's accomplishing so many purposes. His main purpose is to go meet Shachi. He expressed that desire when he was, after visiting Gadadhar Das, Pandit, in India Yadaha Gram. He said, "Oh, now boys, come on, let's get in the van. I think Mother Shachi's a good cook. Let's drive up to Mayapur and get some good food. And we'll do some Harinam over there in the streets of Navadvip, all the fish eaters, all the Bengali fish eaters will do some Harinam and all those Durga worshippers down there at that temple there, Proto Maya temple where they slaughter all the goats in central Navadvip there every Amavasya, chop all their heads off. Heads are rolling, literally. So let's go there and do Harinam. We get nice prasadam at Sachi's house. Oh, that's a great idea. And they all jumped in the van and Nityananda drove off to drove off to Mayapur, and on the way they said, oh, someone said, oh, look, we can get some good food from Sita Devi. I wait to his wife. Hey, oh, Nityananda, take this exit 108 on the Mayapur freeway. That goes to Shantipur. And it's only a small exit to the side. We're only 25 kilometers from Mayapur. So let's stop and surprise it, wait to try it. Nityananda says, oh, that's a great idea. I haven't seen it die in a while. So they puts in an overdrive and they go on to Shantipur. And all the Sangha devotees, they roll out of the van. Jai Nitai, Jai Advaita, Jai Prabhu. And Sita says, come, sit down, Sangirtan devotees. It's something like that. But they're not in a Sangirtan van, they're walking. And they're not going from Russia to China to Vietnam and all over the place. They're not flying and going by cars and vans. They're not going from New York to San Francisco or from Northern Australia, the Southern Australia, they're just walking down the street, walking down the road, and chanting and dancing. And naturally, whenever devotees go somewhere, they want to meet devotees. When you go somewhere, the first thing you want to do is meet the devotees. You go to Bombay, and as soon as you get to Bombay, you call up your devotee friends. Oh, I'm here. What's happening? Let's have a program. You tell your wife, and you know that guy's wife is a good cook also, so you say, look, let's have a program at your house. Maybe your wife can cook something. Maybe, by the way. Yeah, I'll see. I'll try to find out. Come over at 8 o'clock. We'll have kirtan class and prasad. So this is what they're doing. So now he's taken permission from Advaita because Nityananda is junior by age. So they're both Brahmins and Advaita is a big acharya, the acharya of all of Shantipur and large number of devotees. So Nitai is taking his permission, as is the standard in Indian hospitality, that when is a guest and he's leaving the house, he says, please, I beg your permission to leave. And whatever, and then the other person, the host will cry and walk out with the person. He'll escort his host. He'll carry the bag. The host will be carrying his bag, and then as they walk out the door, then they hit the roadway, and then the host will take the bag out of the... He'll carry the bag a little distance. Oh, let me carry your bag. And the host will carry the bag of his guests another 100 meters down the road. And then he'll stop. The host will stop and say, well, wait a minute. Don't go. Come back. Let's go back and stay another day or two with me. And then the guest who's leaving to go to some other village or return to his own home, he'll look at his host and say, all right. And he'll turn around and change his plan and change his whole itinerary and go back and stay another day or two. Prabhupada told us on one tape. So this was Vedic culture in the old days when families were visiting. They would walk with a guest. Not the guru, just a guest. Your uncle comes, your relative comes. You walk with him down the road and he's maybe carrying his bag or his servant. Then you say, oh, no, let me carry. And then at a certain point you stop and say, oh, let's go back. Then he says, no, give me my bag. No, I have your bag. Let's go back. Come on. And he feels so much love and so much attraction, and he's forced by that love to go back. Okay, I'll go back. But nowadays, it's like, bye, okay, don't come back. Yeah, take my permission. You want my permission to leave, you take it, and don't come back. Different mood. So now, finally, Nitai walks that 25 kilometers. It's a standard Braj Yatra, one day's walk. When you're on the Braj Mandal Parikrama, maybe Navadvip Parikrama, I forget. But oftentimes they walk 20, 25 kilometers every day, which is not very long. It's maybe 6 hours walking or so, 6-7 hours, to the next halting place. So he walked for a few hours and suddenly, Se mate sarvadye aila aistan, asi namaskari lena aira charan. Nitai first went to the house of Mother Shachi and offered obeisances at her feet. Ai, Nityananda Sarupera, Deki Shachi Ai, Kiananda Pailena Tarantanai. On seeing Nityananda Sarup, Mother Shachi's happiness was boundless. Antanai, no end to her bliss seeing Nittai, because seeing Nittai means seeing Gaura. Nittai Gaura, Nittai Gaura. Because seeing Nittai means he's coming from Puri, and her son Shachinandan is in Puri. So seeing Nittai means seeing her son, because you see by hearing. She will hear so many wonderful stories and anecdotes and glories of her illustrious son, Gauranga, from the lotus mouth of Nityananda. So she was happy to see the bearer of good news and happy to see Nityananda, because she loves Nityananda like her own son. Aivale bhaptumi satyantayami tomare dekite icha karilanami. Mother Shashi said, and remember, Nittai is maybe 40 years old in this juncture, and Sachimata is about 65, 70. My dear son, you are certainly the Antaryami, for I was just thinking that I wanted to see you. I was just thinking and desiring to see you. Icha. Tomare dekite icha karilana ami. It was my itch. Oh, sometimes we say someone comes, I was just thinking of you. I was just thinking, oh, I wanted to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time. And then you came. So, same thing is happening with Mother Shachi. Mora chitta jani tumi aila sattvar ke tama chinitte pari samsara bitar. You understood my desire. And you immediately came here. So you must be the super soul. Because who knew my desire except the super soul? I didn't tell anyone. I didn't express externally my desire. My icha was internal. Antar icha. Internal desire. Others may not know our desires, but Krishna knows our desires. He knows our heart. Mother Shashi is expressing that I didn't tell anyone. I did not express outwardly my desire and my wish to meet with Nityananda. Well, just now, suddenly he's come, so only a super soul knows my desire. That means the super soul knows my desire because it's internally and silently spoken. It's a wish. It's a desire in my mind and heart. And God knows all of our desires and wishes and aspirations because he's living there in our heart. And he's in the heart of everyone and everything and every atom. So he can make any kind of divine, fantastic, miraculous arrangement to bring about the fruition of our desire or the fulfillment of our aspiration. This is the power of God, unlimited. So therefore she saw Nityananda not merely as in the mood of her son or the close friend of... Because it's considered that when Vishwaroop left, then Nityananda kind of became a Vaishya Vishwaroop. Became kind of like the brother of Gauranga, being older also, elder in age. So she's seeing Nityananda as the super soul. Oh, you must be the super soul, because only he knew my desire, and now you've come. So similarly, we will have the same experience. We have desires, and we want to see someone or meet someone, then the super soul will make an arrangement. He'll inspire the other person. Oh, I haven't seen someone, you know, the person from inside the heart of the other person. Super soul will give the inspiration. Well, why don't you go see so-and-so? And you'll think, yeah, I haven't seen so. All of a sudden you start thinking, I haven't seen this Swami in a long time. I think I should go see him. And then you come. Then that's, oh, and the Swami thinks, I was thinking of you. So the super soul is bringing the two together. And so she's recognizing that, so she's saying, you are the super soul. Of course, spiritually speaking, it's also true. It's not only an expression of her mood and understanding of the arrangement, but also Nityananda is a super soul because he's Shri Dakshay Vishnu. Sankarshan Balaram becomes Mahavishnu Garva Dakshay Vishnu and super soul, Antaryami. So, who in the world can understand except you? Kata dina taka bhap navadripa vas jina tama dekon muni dashe pakshamas. My dear son, stay in Navadrip for some days so that I can see you every 10, 15, or 30 days. She wanted him to stay for some months. She didn't expect the Avadhut Nittai would actually come there with a party of 6 members to engage in Harinam Sankirtan and Prachar, preaching. She did not expect him to stay at her house, but she wanted him to stay in Navadvip. She didn't say Mayapur or with me. She says, please stay in Navadvip for a few months. And then I can see you every 10 days or 15 days or every 30 days. Which means every month or so I'll see you, which means that you'll be here for a few months. So it's a nice way of saying, don't go. It's a very, very poetic and beautiful way of saying, don't go. Toma dekon muni dasha paksha mase. Dash means 10 days. Paksha means Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha. 15 days Krishna Paksha means the section or the group. Half the month, one section of the month is dark moon, Krishna Paksha. One section of the month, or one section 15 days, is Krishna Paksha, dark moon. And the other section of the month, also for 15 days, is Shukla Paksha, which means white or the full moon time, and the moon is waxing to full moon on Purnima. So she's saying, stay for a paksha 15 days, or stay for a mas, ek mas, do mas, so I can see you once a month, or every 15 days, or every 10 days. So this, she's showing it. She, by saying this, she's saying, I really want to see you. Muni, but why? Someone might say, well, why does she want to see Nittai? He came to preach, and he can't stay there with Shachi day and night. He has 6 men with him, Brahmins and preachers with him. They have work to do. They have seva to do, prachar. So why is she so determined and interested to keep Nityananda nearby so she can have his darshan? Vrindavan Das Thakur answers that question. Muni dukinira icha tamare dekhite Deve tumi asijacha dukita tarite. O son, I am so distressed and desire to see you. Now by the arrangement of providence, Daiva, you have come here to remove my distress, dukha tarite. You have come here to free me from my unhappiness. So what is that unhappiness? The unhappiness is that her husband is gone, left the world. Her eldest son has gone and left the world. And her second son is gone and left Mayapur to stay in Puri, far away from Bengal. So she's Dukhi Lena. She's very unhappy in the absence of her husband and 2 wonderful sons. Shuniya aira vakya hase nityananda jay jane aira prabha vera adi anta. On hearing Shachi's words, Nityananda smiled, for he knew the beginning and end of Mother Shachi's glories. Nityananda vale shuna ai sarva mata tomare dekite muni asi jachon hita. Nityananda said, shuno ai sarvamata. Listen, Mother Shachi, you're my mother. You're the mother of everyone. I have come here specifically to see you, my mother. Mora bhara ichatoma dekite hetai, which is true, because we heard when he was in this village of Gadadhar Das, he expressed, oh, I want to see Mother Shachi. And all of a sudden, they're supposed to go out preach the conditioned souls, and he left one devotee's house. Now he immediately wants to go to Mother Shachi's house and stopped at Waitas. I had a great desire to see you here. Therefore, on your order, I will stay in Navadvip. Tomara Agya. Hena mate Nityananda ai sambashya navadvipe brahmena anandajukta haya. After speaking this way, Nityananda happily wandered throughout Navadvip. Nityananda Sambhash. Navadvip Ramana. So tomorrow we'll hear about Nittai's Navadvip Brahmana Leela, the wandering of Nityananda in Navadvip.